Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast. And we thank you today for being here. We're going to have a fun time this week. We're going into the fundamentals of faith. Now, last week, in talking about God and His names are one, His name can do anything He can do. But remember what the sermon that Peter preached in a third chapter of the book of Acts? What did he say? Faith in His... Faith in His name. There are vital revelations. I'm not talking about the book of Revelation, but you could include the book of Revelation. There are vital revelations from the Word of God by the Holy Spirit that every Christian believer should know. The first revelation that every born-again Christian, not just Christian in name, should know and have a revelation concerning is what Jesus said. Go to Jerusalem and don't leave until what I promised comes. He was talking about the Spirit of God. And after His resurrection, 50 days later, Pentateuch is five. The first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch. Pentecost was when that promise came to pass. And it is must. It is vital that every believer come to that place of receiving the infilling of the Holy Spirit and speaking with other tongues. Yes. Now, there are prayer fundamentals. Right. All prayer is not the same. Right. There's the prayer of salvation. Yep. There's the prayer of dedication. Yep. There's the prayer of faith. Yes. Prayer of intercession. Yes. Prayer of supplication. Yes. Praying in tongues. Yes. But it's all prayer. Yes. But there's fundamental differences in them. Now, I brought these two models in here. In World War II, if you were a flight cadet, you would walk up in front of an airplane much like this. Actually, this would be the second airplane you would get into. The first one is just a little yellow Piper J3 Cub. But they would walk you up there and they would say, gentlemen, this is an airplane. And this, what is that? Propeller. Yeah. But now people call it a prop. It's not a prop. That's its nickname. It is a propeller because it propels. And it goes around in that direction. And now everybody knows that's an airplane. Everybody knows that's an airplane. But they're fundamentally the same thing, but there's vast difference in the two.
Yes.
Vast difference. Now, and everybody in here understood that this is an airplane and that is a propeller. So you walk down this way, and so what is that? You fundamentally don't know. Why? You have not been trained. That is the left aileron. The what aileron? If I want to make a left turn in this position, this is going to be up and this one will be down. The Wright brothers figured that out. They're the same thing on this one. They're a lot fancier. But fundamentally, they're the same. To make a turn. Now, this is what?
Rudder.
That's the rudder. Well, it's the vertical stabilizer, but it is the rudder. Now, to make a coordinated turn to keep the airframe from skidding this way, then this has to be coordinated also. Then this. Yeah, but it isn't. The tail is the empennage. So what do you need when you go up or down? An elevator. This part, this is vertical stabilizer, horizontal stabilizer. But this part here, if I go up, can you guess what has to happen? That nose has to come up? Yeah. Well, you have to deflect with this. To come down, this is going to have to go up. Yeah. So, flying is a discipline. Yeah. Safety is an attitude. This one just has all kinds of different things. You got these little jobbers on the end, and what are they? They're winglets. And they, when they needed to get the wing longer, they just kept getting, but they finally figured out you can crank it up on the end and it does the same thing. But fundamentally, they are the same. So what is its propulsion? Here. But they're fundamentally the same. Both of them have a vertical stabilizer. But look at the difference. Now, this one has two rudders. You can see a little crease right here, a little small one up here. The rudder on this is moved by hydraulic force. This is just cables. But you could lose all of your hydraulic fluid in this one and still have a rudder left. This is an emergency rudder. So you can see how much more sophisticated this is than this. But fundamentally, they have to do the same thing to do this. They have to do the same thing to do that, the same thing to do that. This one, you can stick it straight down. And you probably might get, oh, who knows, 135, 40 miles an hour out of it. Only difference is you can stick this one straight down and it won't tear up. Stick this one straight down, it'll go supersonic. Wow. That is the Citation 10. This is the Boeing Stearman. Originally, Mr. Stearman designed this airplane, but then during World War II, this became the secondary trainer. And this one is rigged up like a sprayer, but the one that I have doesn't. Look at the difference in the engines. Of course, this is a gasoline engine, and this one burns Jet A, which is a very highly refined diesel fuel. But this show and tell. They are fundamentally the same. They are fundamentally what the Wright brothers discovered. And when they tried to turn it, for a while they just fly straight and level. But you can't do that forever. Then they kept watching birds, and the birds just do this. But their little feathers do exactly the same thing. And if you take pictures of them in slow motion, their little feathers do the same thing that we do mechanically. They have to. Because of physics. So what do we say about physics? What are they called? The laws of physics. This is called the law of flight, which is lift over drag. Now, open your Bibles to the third chapter of the book of Romans, verse 26, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Ah, that's the fundamental thing about faith. It functions by spiritual law. These are the laws of physics. These are the laws of the Spirit. The reason they're called law, these are called laws because they are predictable. Once you know the science, then it's predictable. Once you know the spiritual law, understanding, have insight into it, it's predictable. This works the same way every time. This works the same way every time. This is the reason we have this. Do you see what I mean by that? Because the God of the Bible is the God of all invention. He knew all of this. I want you to know that airplane would have flown in the Garden of Eden. Probably better. The atmosphere was a whole lot nicer in the Garden of Eden. But nobody understood the laws. It would have always worked. That jet engine would have always worked. In fact, it always did. There are fish that use it. And they propel themselves through the water. Now you think, Brother Copeland, that is so basic. Yeah, but you needed to be thinking about it. Amen. People say that necessity is the mother of invention. Well, if it is, faith is the father. Well, so now, Father, we thank you. We open our hearts and our minds to receive revelation from you today. We give you the praise and the honor for it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we're talking about the fundamentals of faith. Let me give you these fundamentals, and then we'll go back through the week. The fundamentals of faith. Number one, believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. Number two, faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Number three, Abraham's blessing cannot, it's impossible to receive Abraham's blessing with Thomas's faith. Number four, faith calls things that be not as though they were. One translation said, faith calls things that do not exist as though they already exist. That's really well, the first one is the King James translation, and you know, but it's saying the same thing. Number five, faith demands corresponding action. And we will go through all of those. Now, let's turn to get a strong working definition of faith right from Jesus. To John chapter 20. Before we go into which one of the disciples was a twin? It's an open book test. Okay. Verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called what? The twin. It's right there. You should have known that. Now you do. Was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said unto them, now listen to what he said, "Except I shall see, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side," an act of his will, "I will not believe." And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then saith he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side." Now let's get this. "And be not faithless." Mm-hmm. Another way that can be called unbelief, because he made a decision, "I will not believe it."
That's right.
Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Mm-hmm. Jesus saith unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed." Now look at this. I want you to get this, class, and all the class around the world. Get this. "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed."
Yes.
That's the law of faith. So again, I'm not moved by what I see. Or I could say, I'm not moved by what I don't see. I'm not moved by what I feel. Most of the time, I'm talking about people that understand these things and live by faith. But the feeling part is, because sometimes can be a lot of hurt involved, and or a loved one that you're in intercession, different kind of prayer, but it still is prayer. Or supplication. What does intercession mean? Standing in the place of. And you just have to stay with it. Just stay with it. And of course, we're going to get over to Romans 10:17 here in a few minutes. So, and with many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. What did we learn last week? Many other signatures.
Yeah.
Signs.
Yeah.
Many other signatures of Jesus, signatures of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, now then, let's go back to fundamental number one, which, of course, we'll go to Mark 11. As Jesus teaching on this, Mark 11, 22 through 25. Back up to the 20th verse. "And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots." Dried up from the roots. Now, Jesus said, now here, let me paint the situation because people get disturbed about this. Verse 12, "In the morning when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves."
Right.
Underline that, having leaves.
Right.
"He came, if haply he might find anything thereon. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet."
Right.
Now, just a moment here. And seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves.
Right.
That's from the Amplified Translation. So by amplifying that, but now this King James Version kind of just stumbled around at it. Hang on, because we really want to get what this says. He found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. But it had leaves.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Now, here in this country, the fig trees that I've seen are usually about that tall. Not in the Middle East. They're huge trees. You can research that and find pictures of them. Big trees, a lot of leaves on them. Figs in the Garden of Eden. And you know they were big and lush. Oh, I like figs. But anyway, he saw that. You think he didn't know when it lit? But he's a busy man. And that tree was full of leaves. And he got up to it. And I want you to notice something here. Look in the 14th verse. Believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. Mm-hmm. Jesus answered it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He said something. He answered it and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. His disciples heard it. He saw a fig tree afar off.
Right.
I mean, he cut down on that tree. Mm-hmm. No man eat fruit of you again hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it and they went to Jerusalem. He just turned around and walked off. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm adding that. That's a dead tree.
Right.
He didn't point out. Now, remember, I only say what I hear my father say.
Right.
Lightning could have killed it, but it would not have killed it to the root.
That's right.
You need to go to the root of the problem. And many times, we talked about last week, the wisdom of God is available to us.
Right.
So many times, it is that wisdom mm-hmm. that must be... the wisdom, the ability to use knowledge mm-hmm. with God's wisdom.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, praise God. Amen. And we're out of time. Wow, praise God. Come on. Give the Lord a praise here. Thank you, Jesus. Pray, believe you receive it. Not after you see it, not after you feel it, because you're changing something here. This is the prayer of faith that changes things.
Yeah. Join us for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, November 10th through November 12th. Register today at kcm.org/DC.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory Broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes.
All that God is, His love, His wisdom, His power, is summed up in one name. It's the same name by which all creation was made and by which you are saved, the name of Jesus. When you became a believer, Jesus gave you His name and everything that goes with it. Find out the inheritance you have in His name with Jesus, the name above every name, an MP3 teaching by Kenneth Copeland. The name of Jesus overcomes all the power of the enemy and gives you victory. It releases the power of the gospel, which is healing, deliverance, and prosperity. Proverbs says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Learn to remain in the refuge of His name. You've been made a joint heir with Christ. Study what you've been given so you can speak out by faith the name above every name, Jesus. Jesus is the name above every other name. His name contains the power to overcome all evil and position you for victory in all areas of your life. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's series, Jesus, the Name Above Every Name, available on MP3 disc at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. For more information, contact your regional office today.
Oh, didn't you enjoy that today? Glory. I certainly did enjoy it. Well, come back tomorrow because we're going to get back into these fundamentals. And it's a good thing to develop. This is spiritual development of our faith. Praise God. Until then, we're going to say it, right? God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Well, give the Lord another praise. Hallelujah.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.